This is All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Emily Boyer. The 140th annual Colorado State Fair began this morning in Pueblo and runs through Labor Day. But the fair's opening weekend coincides with another Colorado event drawing a large number of spectators, the USA Pro Cycling Challenge, which wraps up in Denver on Sunday. State Fair General Manager Chris Wiseman says he isn't worried that the race will deter people from making the trip to Pueblo.
You know, we actually went right up against the DNC convention, which was in Denver 4 years ago, and we did well. We draw a certain crowd, about 80 miles around Pueblo. That's where the bulk of our attendance comes from. Colorado Springs is a big part of our market. They do have a couple of events going up on up there, but they're not new. They've happened over the last few years. So now I'm not really worried about particularly the events you mentioned affecting our attendance. I think overall we're going to do pretty good.
Many tourism-based industries have experienced a drop in business when out-of-state visitors were put off by all the media attention with this summer's wildfires and extreme heat. Wiseman says that won't be the case for the state fair since only about 8% of fairgoers come from out-of-state.
Attendance goes up and down depending on the shows and different things that you have at the fair, but I pretty much expect the attendance will be close to where it was last year. We've been averaging a little over half a million people the last 3 years, and we expect that's probably where it's going to be this year, too.
After projecting a budget shortfall in 2011, the Colorado State Fair received $375,000 from the State Department of Agriculture to help stay afloat. Wiseman says if the expected half a million people attend the fair this year, they should turn a profit.
We would like to have revenues here anywhere from $750,000 to $1 million. We've been in that range the last few years. That carries us through our non-fair business. And so, you know, this year we finished with a little help from the Department of Ag with a profit of $128,000. So I hope that we won't have to request any of those funds.
An economic impact report commissioned by the Colorado State Fair shows the fairgrounds provide nearly $34 million in economic activity to Colorado throughout the year.